This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. This is the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we're looking at the fact that the National Blood Center has been short in supply of blood stocks since last week. And they're really urging people to come forward because of this sudden surge in COVID-19 cases.
So this was reported by Malaysia Kini. I think it's also worth saying at this point that it is not new news. In fact, this issue of blood and whether or not we have enough, right, at hand has been something that's been reported on and off, I think, over the last year. Anyway, in a Facebook post, the National Blood Centre shared that they've been running low on blood stocks, specifically type A, B and O. And they've also, along with that, been experiencing a lack of people showing up for their donation appointments. And they even gave an example in one donation drive at a mall, which you may have seen actually in some of the concourses. They only managed to collect one bag of blood by 1 p.m.
I think this isn't particularly surprising, right? If you look at the year we've had and the situation that we are under, a lot fewer people are actually out and about. The places in which you would regularly have blood donations, you know, malls, even in offices and all, which organize these things as a matter of course, have drastically dropped, or people are just not as comfortable being out in public to do these things. And on top of that, and this is even personally from people I know, those who were the kind to regularly go and donate are facing challenges being able to go, either because of the MCO or just fear in terms of being exposed to people. So I can understand why this has come about, but it doesn't spell a very easy time for the National Blood Center.
Yeah, and so if you are either thinking about it or you are somebody who has usually gone, but at the moment I feel, you know, you might be feeling a little bit of hesitation or concern about being able to make the trip, the National Blood Center has said that you can acquire an appointment slip from their website as permission to go through travel restrictions during the MCO, and that those who have recently been vaccinated can also donate blood about at least a week after receiving the jab and after recovering from any side effects that they might have. And those who aren't eligible can still do our part, right, by sharing the information. And you can find out which category you fall into by visiting Linktree is linktr.ee and then /Dermadara.
Are you a blood donor, Lynn? I realize I'd never asked you this. It's not a question you generally ask, is it?
No. And continuing our trend of asking personal questions on air. So I am not a blood donor. I'm an organ donor. I've signed up to do that. I have the card. And blood donations, I think for the longest time, because I have tattoos, I thought that I wasn't eligible. And I don't think that's actually accurate. I think it's one of those things where it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's within a certain amount of years, right? That's something that you have to look out for. But I think I also use that as a bit of an excuse, lah, because generally speaking, even drawing blood from me can be difficult. I'm one of those people who becomes a bit of a human pincushion, even with experienced nurses. So I've unfortunately sidestepped it. But I would be keen to kind of get over myself and do it, because I really think it is very important.
Mine's the almost the opposite, actually. I used to be a really regular blood donor for a long time, nearly a decade now, ever since I qualified to be able to start donating. But because I had to get on some medication over the last couple of years, I couldn't donate, which is something that I've been pretty disappointed about. But both of these conversations, I think, actually reflect a lot of the general challenges anyway when it comes to this idea of donating blood, right? A lot of people have hesitations or fears. Whereas there are also others who actually make quite a regular practice of being able to do it. And prepping for the story, it got me thinking about how that's something that, despite the fact that the blood bank has been talking about, there really isn't a way to, I don't know, I think it slips in many people's list of priorities in the course of the last year, particularly at a time like this.
So I wanted to know, when you were doing it regularly, how did you make it regular practice?
So because my previous company used to get in a blood donation set up every 3 months or every 6 months, we had a huge concourse area. So they would just do it there. And so it was made very easy. And when I didn't manage to do it there, I think I would try and do it. It sort of just became a practice. I think you're supposed to be able to do it every 3 months. And so I think I would just remember and see if I could do it at any mall or whatever.
I have actually been seeing a lot of the donation drives at malls, and every time I pass one, it's generally empty, or there might be one person or just the nurses kind of waiting for people to show up. And there's not always a lot of people. Admittedly, they're not taking up huge amounts of spaces, but even the reclining chairs are always empty. And I do think that there is also a hesitation perhaps to get to get a needle put in your arm in a public space in these times. I think that even though it is safe, even though they're going to sanitize everything, there is nevertheless, I think all of us have become so, the practice of hygiene, this idea of wearing masks, creating boundaries between our physical bodies and, you know, the rest of the space that we occupy, it's become so entrenched that maybe the idea of giving blood is also a little bit daunting in a public setting.
So we're talking about blood donations today because the National Blood Center is running low. And with the surge of COVID-19 cases, they really do need you to make donations if you can. And on that note, we want to know, are you a regular blood donor? Have you donated blood before? Yes, no. And if you haven't, tell us why. We'd love to also hear your experiences on donating blood. You can call 7733290, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Coming up after this, we'll be speaking with Dr. Nuriati Abu Samin from the National Blood Bank. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. Today we're talking about the National Blood Bank running low on reserves as our COVID numbers go up. And so they've put out a call for donations. It's been a very difficult year, obviously, to get people to come in and donate. So we've also been asking you, are you someone who donates blood? We'd love to hear your experiences. And conversely, if you don't, tell us why. You can call us 7733290, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now joining us on the line, we have Dr. Nuriati Abu Samin, Director of the National Blood Bank. Dr. Nuriati, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, BFM, for having us at the National Blood Center today.
Now, could you tell us what the situation has been like over the past year when it comes to our blood stocks?
Right. The National Blood Transfusion Service in our country under the Ministry of Health was also affected by COVID-19 pandemic. We saw that there was a drop in blood donation last year. If we compare to 2019, in 2019, we had about 743,000 blood donation nationwide, and it dropped to 650,000 in 2020, which is last year. And even in the National Blood Center itself, we are seeing, like, you know, in 2019, we collected 199,000 donation, but in 2020, we were only able to collect 171,000 donation. So there has been about 12 to 14% drop in the whole country. But last year, as compared to last year, when we first started the MCO, there were less demand for blood, and there were less, you know, like operations going on in the hospitals or less accident. So we were able to, you know, strike a balance between the supply of blood and the use of blood. But this time around, and especially now during Ramadan, it has been quite a challenge to us. And what we, the other thing that we are seeing is that there are less first-time donors coming to donate blood during a pandemic as compared to you know, the normal times.
So how then have hospitals been dealing with this decline in supply?
Right. What the National Blood Center and all the other blood banks in the country have a very close communication with our user, meaning the hospitals or the departments or even the doctors that uses the blood for their patients. And we have been communicating with them early on to ask them to be on the state of readiness in case that the, that we are not able to supply blood. But as I mentioned earlier, last year, because during MCO1, for example, there has been less need for blood. So despite the blood stock was reduced, we were able to meet the demand from hospital. And for this year, we were quite fine, but until towards the end of Ramadan and going into this festive season, the long weekend, then we see that the number of people donating blood is less than the number of blood that we provided to the hospital. For example, over the past 28 days or so, PDN has been supplying about close to 13,000 units of blood to hospitals around Klang Valley, while there has been only about 9,000 people coming to donate blood. And we were able to do that because we were able to build our stock, our inventory of blood prior to Ramadan. And normally we see that during Ramadan there will be around, you know, 20% drop, because the Muslims, they fast during the day and they can come during, you know, after they break their fast in the evening. But this time around, there has been less number of people donating. And there are things that hospital can do. Number one, the hospital can practice what we call as this patient blood management, whereby, you know, they only transfuse when it is absolutely necessary. For example, if a patient has anemia because of low iron storage in their bodies, they should be replaced. The patient should be given IV iron, for example, to bring up their iron store back up and their hemoglobin up again, close to normal. But there are certain circumstances whereby you need to give blood. So it should be reserved to patients that are not able to make blood in their body, for example. And they can also prioritize blood usage for emergency cases and perhaps reduce the number of elective operations if we are not able to supply at the rate that we supply normally, which it has not happened yet, but it can go to that if the blood donation rate continue to dwindle over this these coming weeks and days.
Dr. Nariyati, why do you think people have been hesitant to come forward to donate blood during the pandemic?
I think it's only natural, because a pandemic, COVID-19, is something new, and people have fear and uncertainties about COVID itself and whether it is safe to come and donate blood, right? But the fact is, the virus that caused COVID-19 is a respiratory virus. It is not transmitted through blood donation, nor through a transfusion of blood. And at the same time, the National Blood Center and all the blood banks around the country has immediately added additional safety measures to ensure that the premises and the process is safe for our blood donors and also our staff, and so that we can stop the transmission of COVID-19 during blood donation. So it is a natural reaction to something that is new, and this is why we have been sharing the information through our website, through our social media, and also going to the conventional media to explain to the public, and especially our blood donors, that it is safe to donate blood during pandemic, and we are taking steps to ensure that it is that the premise and the process is safe for them. So that is one reason why people do not hesitate to come and donate blood. Of course, people are trying to be to comply to the MCO's rules and regulation, and they thought that they are not able to come and donate blood at our premises. But the National Blood Center has already written to MKN early on, and again with the announcement of this recent MCO to request for, you know, for the blood donation campaign, the mobile blood donation drive to continue, and that our blood donors are given, you know, being facilitated when they come to donate blood to any of the blood banks. So these are some of the reasons. And we are also seeing that there has been less number of donor organizers that are able or willing to do a blood donation drive. And I think there are several reasons for that. Number one, again, to comply with the new norms and the new SOP. So they have to ensure that they have enough space to for us to conduct the mobiles. Then the other thing is that many of their staff maybe are working from home. And we are also seeing that, especially with the students, you know, normally the student population, those above 18 who are in the colleges or high school or universities, they contributed to about 30% of blood donation each year. But as there is, you know, there is no more face-to-face session, so it's been very difficult to get students or going to the colleges to get a blood donation there. So these are among the challenges why we are seeing that there has been less number of people donating last year and the same this year because of a pandemic COVID-19.
Which I think, I just wanted to get your take very quickly on this question, because I think that it's one that people might have on their minds. James wants to know, can COVID be passed on through blood transfusion?
No. The answer is no. As I mentioned just now, COVID-19 is a respiratory virus. It attacks our respiratory system. It is not transmitted through blood. So it is not transmitted through blood donation nor blood transfusion. And we have not seen any case of transmission through blood throughout the world as well.
And who is eligible to donate? And particularly because people are now getting vaccinated, you know, can you do so before getting vaccinated for COVID?
Yes, people can donate before they get the COVID-19 vaccine, or after a week after they get their vaccination. So people can come back and donate with us. And people who has recovered from COVID-19 can also become blood donors. We ask them to come back, to defer temporarily and come back to us like after a couple of weeks, 2 weeks at least, after they have really recovered from COVID-19. It's the same thing with people who have been in close contact with COVID-19 or patients or people who has just came back from overseas, from traveling. We also ask them to stop temporarily for about 2 weeks, then come back and donate to us. So it is people who had COVID infection can also come and donate.
Could you walk us through what people can expect if they come to donate blood at this moment? What are the SOPs in place?
Right. Firstly, there will be, you know, we will ask our donors to scan MySejahtera, and then they will ask we will check their temperature, and we expect our blood donors to wear face masks at all times. And they will be asked to fill in this COVID-19 declaration form, and that form will help us to assess the risk of the potential donors. When they have passed through all these stages, then they can go to register themselves, and we make sure that there are, you know, hand sanitizers or hand wash facilities that they can use throughout their stay with us. Then our staff will be wearing the face mask, the face shield, and apron throughout the blood donation process. We also provide hand sanitizer, as I mentioned. And of course, when they go to see the doctor or the staff nurse in charge, we will again ask them all these questions to see their risk in terms of COVID-19. Once they pass all that stage, then they can go to donate blood. And again, we will make sure that the beds are sanitized every between blood donation. We will also ensure that there is physical distancing right from the moment they enter the donation site until the end of the blood donation process. So these are some of the steps that we have put in place, whether it is in our fixed donation site or whether it is at a mobile donation drive, that to ensure that we keep the premise and the process as safe as possible from COVID-19.
And Dr. Nariyati, I understand that the blood center is organizing a donation drive during Raya. Could you tell us more, and where can people find more information?
Right. We are closed tomorrow. Pusat Darah Negara in Jalan Tun Razak is closed tomorrow. And we will start working again for blood donation activities from the second Raya, which is on Friday. And we are also open in the Mid Valley donation suite. In Mid Valley, and there are also other blood donation drives, like for example, in Wan Utama, and in some shopping mall like Ion Kepong, Ion Rawang, you know, in some Lotus shopping mall, and so on. And the donors and public are invited to go to our website at www.pdn.gov.my, and also our on our social media on Facebook and Instagram, and it's under Pusat Darah Negara, and people can also call us directly to get information about blood donation activities close to their place.
Dr. Nariyati, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you once again to BFM for this opportunity.
That was Dr. Nariyati Abu Samin, director at the National Blood Center, speaking to us about really their shortage and how you can help. And for more information, you can visit linktree.com/dermadara. And now the 5:30 news.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.